Henry Lima lingers. He watches as his fingernails grow. Not much can hold his interest, and there's not much that he wants to know. So be careful if he calls you, even if you've never met him. There's a chance he might already have a grudge against you. Who am I to judge him? But you would be wise to watch out for that guy. Realize one day he's been living underwater, and it may be a dream, but it sure is a long one, 'cause he's woken up 10 times now, and every day it's the same. It's not that you need scuba gear or anything like that. You've been breathing with the fishes through some gills around your neck. It's not half bad. Living slick like seaweed.
Like seaweed.
Easy and sea breezy, except for the sharks. Spider on my windowsill. Looks like a black widow, and I hope it don't kill me, especially not now that I've found what I love in this life. It's not meant to imply that I'll stop wasting so much time, but just because I'm lazy doesn't mean I can't be right. Let's not be hasty. My troubles, the well-defined weight of my yoke, the bulleted plan of significant action I wrote. It all seems so easy to put it on the page, but the lists are getting longer till I thought I'd go insane, and there's no cure for that. Surely I could be forgiven if I threw it in the trash can and forget it exists. Out of the shadows in your scandalous skin, naked as a jaybird, 'cause the day it begins, your lifelong dream of joining the afternoon air, to get breathed in by the animals and also by the trees, and then the birds that sail the skyway will be floating on the breeze that you're a part of. It's hard for me to see it clearly, but you're a part of everything.